pirate power makeup. Created by Opal Song. So I'm doing magical girl AUs this year, and I know I did a one-piece thing last year for these same holiday cards, but oh gosh, am I going to do a one-piece thing this year as well, because Sailor Moon and One Piece crossed over. Hear me out. So you have the Sailor Scouts, right? And I'm going to do straight up Sailor Moon. We're not going to fancy about with making it sort of a generic magical girl thing. We're just going to straight up do the Sailor Scouts for some reason, like their souls, whatever, were reincarnated into the One Piece world. So certain characters in One Piece have like they would eventually have their powers, but also, you know, bits of their personalities, that sort of stuff. And it maps pretty well onto the Straw Hat crew, provided we don't include Jinbei, because then we have one too many people. And it makes me really sad because Jinbei is definitely part of the crew. But yeah, I ran out of Sailor Scouts. But yeah, obviously Luffy is Sailor Moon, and because, like, of course he is, power of friendship and that sort of thing. And also the eating thing. Yeah. Yeah. And then next, I believe, is Mercury, and that's Usopp. And I mean, Usopp takes the whole I am smart thing and really spins it in a different direction than Amy from Sailor Moon. But still, he is the one, not the one on the crew with the most sort of book smarts, which would be Robin or Chopper. But he does have that sort of like mechanical smartness thing because he does inventing and that sort of thing. Yeah. And Jupiter is Zoro. Oh, Zoro. Yeah. Yeah, it just fits. And also the green color scheme and the willingness to beat people up and the loyalty. And of course, Mars is Sanji. What with the flaming leg and that sort of thing. I know, sidebar, I do know that somebody is has written, a fic where I believe it's Ace, who is, I believe, Sailor Moon. Anyway, like this sort of crossover thing, and it's hilarious. I haven't read all of it. I know I've read some of it. So this is something completely different. But yeah, I wanted to acknowledge that this idea has definitely been approached before in this fandom. And I think someone in there is Mars, and that's why it triggered now. Or it's just the fire thing. But yeah, Sanji with the fiery temper and literally setting his leg on fire later in the series for one of his attacks. Yeah, he is Mars. And Venus is Nami. Yeah, because she's the one who at first you're not sure if, she's on your side and, you know, there's a bit of betrayal there. She's also the pretty one. Let's be real. Yeah. So those are our inner scouts. And then we get to our outer scouts. And to me, it was pretty obvious that Robin is Pluto. Just something about the sort of like mysterious. And also the like, everyone I love dies, which I don't know is actually a thing for Sailor Pluto, but it kind of feels like a thing. She does the time and space thing. And then, like, the other person that I was sort of thinking Pluto-ish was Brooke, also partly because of the order that they get added to the One Piece crew, but also just because, again, the, like, I am beyond time death thing, except that Brooke is also a musician, and he's the only one on the crew who is a musician. And yeah, that's a pretty good fit for Neptune. So yeah, Brooke is Neptune. It's great. musicians, soft, tender souls. Also, Neptune is a raging lesbian. And so the I want to see your panties thing still scans. I have a feeling she would be much more polite about it, though. And Frankie is Uranus. And just being, honestly, one of the most butch of the crew. He is Uranus and being very sort of earthy in that, like, he works with his hands a lot. He's a mechanic. He builds things, all of that sort of stuff. Yeah. Which leaves Chopper, our dear, adorable Chopper, as Saturn, our, like, sailor of death. Which he's a doctor, so that works and is super fun. And also he can turn into a giant rage monster, which also kind of works there. Yeah, and as I said, this leaves Jinbei out, not being a Sailor Scout. And there was like a hot second where I thought maybe of making him Tuxedo Mask. Until I thought of a much more hilarious idea for Tuxedo Mask. Law? Trafalgar Law is Tuxedo Mask. He is the reincarnation of that guy. Yeah. He just shows up. And unlike in Sailor Moon canon, where Tuxedo Mask shows up and says, like, some nonsense, throws a rose, and then just, like, disappears, Trafalgar Law shows up and is just, like, shocked at what they're all doing. But yeah, he just seems like the sort of outsider who's kind of part of the crew, but not kind of part of the crew. The other person I was going to have for Tuxedo Mask would have been Vivi. She would have been great. But yeah, Law just kind of fits better as the person that comes in and is like, oh God, what have you done? Yeah, and also, as terrible disguises go, Minor spoilers for the Wano arc, but Law, when you first see him, is wearing this, like, straw basket helmet thing on his head as a disguise. It's a really poor disguise because also all of his, like, traditional Japanese samurai clothing has his pirate flag on it, like, his pirate symbol on it, and he still carries his, like, huge-ass 7-foot sword. And underneath that straw helmet thing that he is using as a face covering to keep his face covered to stay anonymous, he is still wearing his fuzzy hat. He decides to put this helmet on over his hat. And if that is not like a Tuxedo Mask, terrible disguise gambit, I don't know what is. The end. Happy holidays, God of Laundry Baskets.